Greetings and blessing to everyone. It's my great pleasure to be with you today. Now, our main topic for today is about works of God's creation. This is now the episode 2 of season 2. Okay, so last episode that we have is about to labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the meat that endureth unto everlasting life. That's why we come up to a study or to a revelation that from Matthew chapter 12 verse 30 that if you are not with me, you are against me. So the whole world is now divided into classes of people, either with Christ or against Christ. Now, Christ means the anointed one as a function of the prophet of God, the high priest, and the king of God. Of course, our advocate and our mediator to God. Now, we will tackle that in another lesson, but first and foremost, now we will study what and how sin entered into the world. Because in order to solve the problem, we must know the very root of it. Now, the very root of sin is, of course, as we can see in John. Let's open our Bible in John chapter 16. Verse 8. Let's start from verse 8. Now you can see, and when he is come, or baba natin ang kodan, let's bring it down. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. So we focus on this. Of sin because they did not believe. No? They did not believe. Hindi sila naniwala o nanampalataya on me. Of course, who is that me? The Lord Jesus Christ. The sent one of the Father. Because this is the work of God that you believe into Him whom He had sent. So, of course, believe here is in the original word, pisteo, meaning to trust, rely, and adhere to the Lord Jesus Christ. Adhere is to agree and acknowledge and go with in harmony and walk with the Son of God. So the desire or the work of God is for us to be with His Son. That is very clear in the Bible, which is revealed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And at the same time, the Holy Spirit is bringing us to believe. Because it's a sin, it says here, of sin because they believe not on me. So, to believe not on the Lord Jesus Christ is a sin that is coming short of it or missing the mark. Now, of course, once we don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't believe to whom the sender, you know, of the Son. That's why Jesus said in John chapter 14, believe in me, believe in the Father, believe also in me. So we cannot separate those two things or the work of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is Christocentric, wherein the Son is calling us, come unto me and I will give you rest. Now, of course, to go further within what is sin is, of course, let's go and see Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 1. And this is a very interesting book, Hebrews chapter 4. We will go into deep this next discussion. It says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to be short of it. Now take note of this, short of it comes from the Greek word meaning hustereo, meaning to be last, behind, or in place of time, figuratively, dignity, condition, strength, and like to be behind, inferior, or short, kumbaga. It is not, he did not reach the very goal. Okay? Now let's go to Romans. Okay, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. It says there, so let's bring it down. For all have sinned and come short. So it's same with Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Come short. It's the same word. It's same word. Come short. It says again, it is in the word hustereo, meaning ika nga left or behind, or was not able to reach the very goal. So, kumbaga na iwan. No, hindi siya nakapasok. So, in short, the very sin of all creation or the personal being like angels and man, they did not believe, they did not trust, rely, and adhere to the teaching, to the instruction, to the voice of God. So that's the very sin of the world. It's so simple. That's why we can now see, no, and we will closing in Romans chapter 5. Well, let's go to verse 17. For by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance grace and gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Now, I'll jump to 19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. So meaning, if anyone does not believe, so meaning, this is what we call unbelief. It's a form of disobedience. They did not believe, so therefore they disobey. So the very sin of the world is just what? Disobedience. That's why we will finalize this with the word in 1 Samuel chapter 15. Verse 22. It says here in verse 22, and Samuel had the Lord as great delight in burnt offering or sacrifice as obeying, as obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey, didn't you take note of this? To obey is better than sacrifice, and hearken than the fat of rams. So now we see what is sin. Sin is disobedience. Sin is, that's why they disobey, because they don't trust, they don't rely and adhere to the teaching, instruction, or the voice of God. They outrightly ignore it. That's the main problem now of the whole world. So, in order to have a good solution to this, sinabi nung una na in Romans chapter 5 verse 19, by one man's obedience, many were made righteous. So, therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ shows us how to obey. So, the main solution to the sin of the world is to obey, that is to trust. Rely. That's why in verse 23 it says, for rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. Sin. So rebellion, not believing or disobeying, is a form of rebellion. And rebellion is a sin of witchcraft and stubbornness. No? And as iniquity of idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he had also rejected thee from being king. So that's now the main problem of the whole world. Disobedience, disbelief, or unbelief. That's why they rebel. No? Rebellion is, of course, a sin of a witchcraft, stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Now, you know, it's just simple. Just obey the instruction and teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, we know now what is sin and how it come in to the world. Through one man, disobedient, many were made unrighteous. But through one man, obedience, many were made righteous. Amen. So, see you again in the next episode.